Professor Rav, today is Monday, for those who are losing track. So we will be doing Sheni, second Aliyah. So this Aliyah, it continues the discussion from yesterday's Aliyah, talking about the Menachos, the different Karban Mincha, and added details that weren't discussed so far. The one thing that actually starts with is something known as the Minchas Chinuch, right? The famous parish on the Sefer Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch is based on this, where it's a Karban Mincha that was brought. Well, first of all, it's a special Karban Mincha that the Kohen Gadol would bring every day, but there's also the Minchas Chinuch, which was that when a Kohen would come of age and begin his avoda, so the first carbon he would bring would be a special carbon mincha, the one that the Kohen Gadol would typically bring twice a day. So that's the first thing that's mentioned. Then it goes into the discussion about the carbon chatas and a couple more details, leading into an important discussion about what happens when certain things with a holy status that come in touch with kelim? Can you get that out? Basically, a discussion of hagala of kashering kelim, and actually this really is every year that's not a leap year. Every non leap year tzav overlaps with Shabbos Hagadol. And it's brought down. One of the reasons for that is actually because we have these halachos of kasher and kelim. It's a very important to see them in the psukim before we discuss kashering everything for Pesach. So that's actually part of the placement of Parshas Tzav. And we have this discussion. The continues with the discussion of the Torah Ha'asham, Vizos Torah Ha'asham, and it gets into halachos of the Karban Asham, some details we didn't mention previously. And then it ends with basically some of the matanos of the kahuna, that certain things that the kohen would get. So for example, from the ola, so the meat of the ola was burnt on the mizbeach, but the hides of the ola, the or ha'ola, was given to the kohen, and the chatos and the asham, the actual meat of the parts of the meat of the chatos and asham were given to them, and the things that weren't burnt from the kmitza of the karban mincha, that was given to them as well, and that is basically what the Aliyah contains. There are a lot of interesting points here. Just one I'll mention. Yesterday I noted that the difference between Tzav and Vayikra, I mean, there are a lot of things that overlap, and then there are some differences, is due to the fact that Tzav is talking to the Kohanim. It's an introduction to the Kohanim. Obviously, it's the Torah, so Yisrael, Levim and Yisraelim also have not just a right to read this Parsha, but an obligation to appreciate it. However, it should be understood, and you can answer a lot of things api pshat based on that noting that chiluk. And we'll just point out one instance. I said that you can answer a bunch of questions with this. So just for one instance, is that we have the karban mincha here of the mincha schenuch of the kohen who is inaugurated into the kahuna. So he's going to bring this karban. And it's interesting that we didn't mention this last week. We didn't mention the mincha schenuch last week when we first spoke about the menachos. We're mentioning it over here. And also another question: why? Maybe this is not the place at all for it. Maybe the appropriate place for this would be maybe in Emor, where it's talking specifically certain things about the Kohanim. What's it doing over here? And another question also you can ask is, it's a little bit disappointing. You would think that the first time a Kohen is doing the avoda, so what would be the inauguratory korban? I don't know, maybe an ox, a special korban, like an ola that's an ox or many oxen, right? What do we do for a bar mitzvah? It's he lands the parsha and davens musa for the amud. There's a lot that goes into it. He says a dvar Torah often. There's a lot over here. We start off with this karban mincha. Why would that be the first karban that the kohen does in his avoda? I want to suggest a pshat. It could be that this, it's really a very important lesson for the kohen, because as Chazal is saying, we mentioned, often the person bringing a karban mincha often is an ani, poor person, and they're right. Hashem, Chazal say, Hashem says that he considers as if the ani brought his nefesh. Yeah. He nefesh Yaakov when a soul, he offers his soul by bringing this karban mincha. And Just in case someone might, you know, a kohen with not the best intentions might look at a carbon, oh, this guy's bringing a carbon mincha, look at him, you know, and laugh and say that's pretty pathetic. So in order to combat that, first of all, the kohen, his first carbon is a carbon mincha, meaning I think that ingrains at the very least a subconscious chavivos for it. Like he develops an appreciation for a carbon mincha. So when someone brings it, he has the right attitude. We don't mention, and so it makes sense that we would mention it over here also, because last week we're talking about the carbon mincha. He doesn't have to know that. When we're talking to the facilitators of the carbon, when we're talking about the kohan and we're going to be facilitating the avoda, so we're telling them what they need to be thinking. That when you bring a carbon mincha, that's the first carbon you ever bring in your avoda, so that in the future, if somebody brings a carbon mincha, you take it seriously. So it's talking to the kohanim how to do the avoda. Of course, there are many lessons for us to learn, right? If a parent, a rebbe, a teacher of any form, you need to know this kind of thing, and really not any person should know to understand and appreciate where somebody's coming from, even if it's a little bit less than you might be, I think, is ideal, but to understand where they're coming from. So these lessons are applicable for everybody, but in particular, regarding the karbanos, the facilitators of the karban, of the avoda, the kohanim, need to know this lesson. It could be that's part of why the minchas chinuch is mentioned in tzav, not in vayikra, and it could be that's also why the first karban of the kohen's avoda is indeed the karban mincha. Shakach, everybody, have a good night.